funny thing happened on the way to the cathedral this morning. Whilst patiently waiting for an omnibus, I found myself gazing at my timetable and the jottings contained therein, and I was reminded of the oft-neglected but still profound Book of Numbers in the Old Testament. And it's from this book I'm sure we can all profit. So I ask you to cast down your eyes as I read from page 15, chapter 23, verse 18, line 10.
Bingo!
Well done! Well done, Mrs. Bradshaw. The collection plate is yours.
Yes, it's the all-new fuel-injected Naked Figure Show, starring an order of horsepower of a high-compression Nalene Brown, the supercharged Ross Higgins, and the two-stroke zipper pot, Ken Garofi.
Hello, boys and girls. Welcome to Chuckle Corner. And here's your chief chuckler, Princess Joyce.
Good night, little chucklers. As usual, I'm in great shape, considering the ravages of the Chuckle Palace last night. But that's nothing that can't be fixed with a stiff belt of medicine time, if you would, Princess Thelma. Where's the chuckle cubes?
Well, I...
Ah, forget it. Hit the medicine music, Princess Michael. Cheers. Oh, mother, it's a good drop. Righto, little chucklers. Here he is, your cheery bath-time chuckle chum, Robert Rubberduck.
Hello, Princess. Isn't that a beautiful morning?
No.
The flowers are singing. The bees are...
Shut up, Robert. Chucklers, that's got rid of him. Now, let's all climb aboard the Chuckle Time Express and rattle off to Storyland and Princess Ralph. All aboard, ding, ding, too. That'll do. Well, here we are, but where's Princess Ralph? Ah, there he is asleep on the chuckle bench under the Daily Chuckle. Morning, Princess Ralph!
Hi, hi, Princess Joyce. What do you want?
It's story time, Princess Ralph. Geez, you're looking good. Have some medicine.
Why not, chucklers? Here we go on story time.
Why don't you tell us the story about last night, Princess Ralph?
Oh, yeah, right out, Princess Joyce. Well, little chucklers, last night, Princess Ralph and his best chuckle chum, Princess Wally, skipped into town to have some fun.
And did they find some fun?
Did they what? Soon they found themselves inside Princess Neville's medicine bar and playroom.
Oh, cool. Not the magic blue grotto.
And there they met two very happy little chuckle bunnies, Princess Blanche and Princess Candy. It wasn't too long before Princess Blanche invited Princess Ralph back to her house for a tea party.
Which Princess Ralph, of course, could not resist.
Right on. Princess Ralph was really enjoying the tea party. But imagine his surprise when in skips Princess Blanche's chuckle spouse. Little chuckles. Can you guess who it was?
No.
Mr. Plod Policeman.
What a surprise.
Unfortunately, Princess Ralph couldn't stay and talk to Mr. Plod, although Mr. Plod was very keen to talk to him. In fact, so keen that when Princess Ralph got home, there was Mr. Plod waiting for him.
And so tired but happy, Princess Ralph finally went to sleep on the chuckle bench here in Storyland.
Right on.
Well, little chucklers, wasn't that a fun story?
And a real barrel of laughs.
And if we all wish very hard, I'm sure Princess Ralph will continue his story tomorrow. So until then, it's cheers from...
started their home together, they had a modest budget because John was out of work and had no prospects of employment. So they started with these, a hi-fi set and a cat. The hi-fi, I recommended the Harmony 3000, a fine piece of equipment. And the cat, delicious.
Devonshire here for Glomo, and I'm talking to Mrs. Jean Campbell of Richmond.
Hello, Anne.
Tell me, Jean, what spread do you use on your sheets? And your sandwiches, do they come up really bright?
Pardon?
And your carrots, can your family taste the difference?
Look, I'm sorry, Anne, I don't quite understand.
When we spoke to your husband, here's what he said.
Well, Jane's always particular about her sheets, but now I haven't noticed any difference.
Well, there you have it. Proof positive. You, Lou Glomo, brightens up even the dirtiest of sandwiches.
La, 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 la. Are you all right, Anne?
Come along, Anne. It's all right.
Oh, hello. Would you like to sing a song?
Come on, love. Just lift your arms in here.
Start it all together.
Relax and go with the noise, man.
Jeez, what's wrong with her?
Too many commercials. She's got a bad case of ad lag.
Good. If they do that to her, imagine what they're doing to the viewers.
Welcome to Glitter Time, where we look behind the tinsel to the heartbeat of the gay world of the arts. My name's Peter Mascara, and my guest today is authority on supernatural phenomena and author of the internationally best-selling book, Astral Nature, Vernon Lyle. Hello, Vernon.
The name's Vern, Pete.
Vern, academics... academics and critics alike have vocally condemned your work worldwide. What is it that they find so, unacceptable?
Questionable facts and spelling mistakes. But then, as an astral biologist, I'm not into words, only their meanings.
What started your astral biology?
Peter, all my academic life, since I left my alma mater, Wombat Flat Tech, my restless inquiring mind has been in a turmoil, trying to solve the riddle that has puzzled archaeologists and biologists alike for centuries.
What's that?
Why didn't Stone Age man ever draw a carrot?
Indeed.
My research took me through the pages of the Bible, the ancient Koran, the Magna Carta, the Kama Sutra, and the Renaissance. But where the elusive carrot?
Where indeed?
And then, just as the riddle seemed unsolvable, I found the book, the keystone of my theory. I was in ancient Constantinople, and as if preordained, my footsteps led me through a maze of alleys to a dusty ancient scroll and bookshop. And there I found it.
What?
Chariots of the Gods.
You mean that carrot was sent to Earth from another universe?
As with all vegetables, Peter. That's just one of the intriguements in my book. Also, there's the fascinating fact that your common garden carnations have all lived another life in another time and place.
Really?
Hence the name reincarnation.
That's rather spurious.
Yes, isn't it, though? There are many more facets to excite your spuriosity. Did you know that the beetroot, although aerodynamically perfect, has lost the use of its wings? The last recorded sighting of a flying beetroot was in the Chemosee Mountains in 1933 by a certain Jethro McKenzie, a prohibition agent.
Amazing.
A march of evolution, Peter. As the beetroot was losing its wings, so the running bean was losing its feet. But it's the spiritual aspect of plants that's been the source of most of my intriguities.
Spiritual?
The Twilight Zone, the Netherworld. For instance, I devote a whole chapter to the astounding phenomena of the astral travelling spud.
You seem to develop a sixth sense, a strong communication with the plant world.
True, Peter, true. Plants and myself have a definite apathy. They cooperate with me in a way they never would with other people. For instance, I once trained a rubber plant to cheat at poker. I leaned over my opponent's shoulder and through a series of subtle gestures would indicate my opponent's hand. All went well till the night that he suddenly went rigid, trembled uncontrollably, had a heart attack and fell out of his pot.
Good heavens, why?
My opponent had five aces. And a can of weed killer.
How fascinating. And yet, how tragic.
Indeed, Peter. Yes, it's all in my book. The secret whistle of the choco vine that only dogs can hear. The snoring pumpkin. The grapevine that passes in the morning paper. And the marrow that raised three Labradors. Oh, yes, Peter. I'm working on a sequence to my first one. It will explore the so-called inanimate world around us. And it has the working title of The Singing Brick.
Well, we'll all look forward to seeing that. Thank you, Vernon Lyle.
And thank you, Peter.
And thank you, Heather Van Ray.
collection of tears. Yeah. You know, some of friends of ours dropped by the pad the other day. We sat down and talked and had a few beers. They sent their regards to your mother, baby. I told them you were staying with her while she was here. They also said that you'd be home as soon as she got better. Ah, sugar, I just know you will. My broken heart has gone out with the tide. Go, oh Lord. Hey, what's this? But how long you've been waiting? Just waiting for a chance to back up and go. There's got to be something wrong or something I don't understand. How could you walk out on me and just mess up all my plans? Yeah, I know it is sad, but it's true. It wasn't you who needed me, it was me.
Me?
Yeah?
We're having a small function, and I was wondering if...
You were wondering if we could brighten up an otherwise dull, boring, inconsequential barbecue in a tiresome backyard and turn it into a sparkling gala occasion that people will talk about for 20 years and Diana Fisher might turn up at. That's what you were wondering, isn't it?
Yes, how did you
know?
Well,
let me warn you, it's a very expensive pursuit, this renting of celebrities, you know. I mean, we've got some highly sought-after stars on our books. We've got Quizmasters, Barrel Girls by the dozen, Weather Girls, Old Girls, Young Girls from Fag Ads, Old Fags from Young Ads, Tonight Show hosts, Nasty Talkback DJs if anyone at the party wants to commit suicide, politicians, and of course a whole gang of leftover prime ministers from the Liberal Party. So, how much are you going to spend?
$43.
You can get them all for that.
Could I have Kamal?
Tomorrow? Oh, sorry, love. I booked him in to haunt the opera house.
Oh, but I have Phil Peach.
Sorry, love. He's still out on his search and rescue mission.
What's he looking for?
The Leyland brothers.
How about Lord
Harris? Oh, he's out looking for Bill Peach. What do you think about Bernard King?
Got any others? You know, someone free-spirited and fun-loving. Someone who gets people on their feet. You know, moving.
The Premier of Queensland?
No, like him, but someone younger.
Claudia Wright.
Who's she?
Diana Fisher?
Is she safe for kiddies?
Look, I'm sorry, madam. That's all I've got available at the moment. Perhaps if you tell me what sort of function it is.
It's a fundraising do for the Labour Party.
I've got just the person to get things going.
Oh, who?
Rupert Murdoch.
style because it's time for getting written.
Just a minute, just a minute.
This is get about chess with your
stop it,
sis. Plan a parade of gardening
rats. Stop it.
Disgraceful. Have you slipped of your senses?
It's my new swinging style, Cyril. It's about time we updated our image.
You've been sniffing that fertilizer again, haven't you?
Yes. I'm tripping on the hard stuff.
No.
Yes. Compost bin 27.
Settle down there, sir. Settle down or you'll bring on another one of your turns. And by the way, what's that you're wearing?
Ah, they're my jailhouse blues, Cyril.
Very swinging, sis. But are you sure you're supposed to wear braces with them?
I had to. They were cutting the blood off to my legs.
Well, listeners, it's trellis time, and our first piece of correspondence comes from...
Cyril.
What, sis?
You want to have first scratch of me orange?
Pardon, sis?
My, scratch and sniff orange, Cyril. It's on me T-shirt.
Don't you think you're a bit old for scratch and sniff vests?
Never! I'm doing my own thing. Remember the old green-fingered adage? A gardener is as young as he feels, and I feel 16.
You seem to forget the other old green-fingered adage. Don't let your mind sow what your body can't reap.
The jailhouse blues have got me incarcerated.
Anyway, Mrs. Simmington writes saying she's got a very bad tangle in her trellis.
Yeah, she's not the only one, Cyril.
What I suggest is judicial pruning at the base.
That's a good idea, Cyril.
To relieve the situation.
It works! I'm a free man again.
Well, that's the end of the show. Say goodnight, sis.
Goodnight, sis. It's a joke, Cyril. You see, you said, say goodnight.
Shut up, sis. Sometimes you're a real pain in the aquasite. Just a moment. We'll get your mum.
Mum? Tell little girl.
I can't come. I'm in the middle of a gravy.
You there?
Mum?
No, your mum's in the gravy.
I'm ringing from London.
Just a moment. Bloody women. Mum! She's ringing from London.
What? Oh, why didn't you tell me?
Hello?
Mum?
No, dear. Here she is now. Control yourself.
Are you having a good time in London? Yes, Mum.
She's only been there for 5 bloody years.
Are you being a good girl? Yes, Mum.
Ask her if she got the money I sent.
Ed wants to know if you got the money all right.
Yes, thank you.
Yes, thank you.
But I lost it.
But she lost it.
Bloody hell. What do you mean, don't get angry? I had to sell the vehicle.
What's that say?
Nothing, dear. Do you want some more money?
Knock it off, Mel.
Did you get the tea towels?
Yes, Mum.
You got the tea towels, Roy?
Thrills me to bits.
Dad says he's thrilled. Do you like them?
They're lovely, Mum.
Hang up, Mel. Come on, it's costing the poor kid a fortune.
Well, I've got to go now, dear. This'll be costing you a fortune.
Don't worry, I reversed the charges.
No worries, Roy, she's reversed the charges.
Bloody hell, hang up, woman.
Hey, look, I've got to go, dear. Bye-bye, Margaret.
It's Prue.
Oh, yes, dear. Bye-bye now.
Bye-bye, Mum.
Bye-bye, dear.
Bye-bye, Mum.
Bye, dear.
Bye, Mum.
Oh, listen.
Merle.
Bye-bye, darling. It wasn't Margaret at all. It was Prue.
Oh, who's Prue?
I don't know.
Bloody hell. Now the guitar, the voice, and the man, Paul Baker.
As I was walking down the street one day, a man came up to me and asked me what the time was. That was on my watch, yeah. Does anybody really care? And so I can't imagine why we've all had time enough to cry. As I was walking down the street one day, a pretty lady looked at me and said her diamond watch had stopped all day, yeah. And I said, does anybody really know what time it is? Does anybody really care? If so, I can't imagine why we've all had time enough to cry. As I was walking down the street one day, being pushed and shoved by people trying to beat the clock, although I just don't know, I don't know, I don't know. And I said, does anybody really know what time it is? Does anybody really care? If so, I can't imagine why we've all had time enough to cry.
And now a word from the Liberal Party.
Share dividend.
And from the Labour Party.
Wages.
And the National Country Party.
Subsidies.
Hun?
Hundreds of them. Fertilizer subsidy, Mercedes-Benz subsidy, Cessna subsidy, colour TV compensation, board holiday in Spain bounty, the Royal Show admission subsidy,
thank you.
Mercedes-Benz servicing compensation board, a Cooper subsidy, Fletcher Jones invisible mending subsidy, warm beer compensation board.
I said thank you.
Don't thank me, it's your money.
We interrupt this program for a news flash.
In Sydney today, a man who had been blind for years regained his sight after being struck on the head by a plastic bucket. It's just amazing, he said, in a statement praising the 8 doctors who performed the unique operation.
And now we return you to your normal program.
Look, I don't know how to say this, but, well, it's my first time.
I know.
It shows that much?
Look, just try and relax.
I'm so nervous. I've never done this before.
Don't worry.
My hands are all sweaty.
I noticed.
I'm so embarrassed. I've been dreaming about this moment for days, weeks.
Really?
Yeah.
That's sweet.
But now I'm here, I just know I'm not going to make it.
You'll make it.
I faint.
You won't faint. Believe me.
I wish I could be so sure.
That's a very nice moustache.
Moustache? What moustache?
On your lip.
Oh, that moustache, yeah, it's my brother's.
Your brother has very good taste.
Thank you. I'm still very nervous.
Relax.
My mouth is so dry.
Forget your mouth.
How can anyone forget their mouth? It's like they're under their nose most of their life.
Now, you're panicking.
I'm not.
The worst thing you can do in a situation like this is panic. Now, pull yourself together.
All right. I'm sorry.
Well?
Well, what?
I'm ready.
Okay. Right, now, keep still. Concentrating.
Please, hurry.
I don't know how to start. God, it's embarrassing.
Well, why don't you just
say something to me.
I can't. I'm so nervous. I just can't bring myself to say it. I knew this would happen. So I wrote it down.
You wrote it down?
Yeah. It's here somewhere. Here it is. There.
Thank you. I can't do this.
Please.
It's against all my principles.
Got to.
No.
Why not?
A girl knows what's right and wrong, and this is wrong.
This is no time for moralizing. I'm a desperate man.
You're not desperate. You've just got yourself worked up, that's all.
Of course I'm worked up, goddammit, aren't you?
Calm down.
Now, please, for me, just do it.
I don't have a paper bag.
What the hell was that?
It's 3 o'clock.
Oh, come on, then. Hand over the money.
I don't have any money.
You're lying.
Tellers are down the other end. I'm new accounts.
Why didn't you tell me?
You never asked.
Oh, this is so embarrassing.
Do you want your note back?
Thank you. Goodbye.
Goodbye.
Excuse me, sir.
Don't you?
No, sir, but I think you dropped your moustache.
Oh, thank you. It's not mine. It's to my brother's.
Your brother has very good taste.
Oh, thank you.
Goodbye, sir.
Pause here for a special announcement. Earlier in this program, reference was made to a rubber plant that cheated at cards and died of a heart attack brought on by weed killer. In response to thousands of phone calls, we have pleasure in advising that this was not true. In fact, the rubber plant recovered and is now touring the world with an international bridge team as special advisor to Omar Sharif.